Have y'all ever thought that in any kind of situation, you think, why did this have to happen to me? That's what we're going to talk about. How can a God that loves me let these things happen to me with all my pain and suffering? It just doesn't seem real. You have to realize, too, we live in a world where it's just sin and evil. We're going to cross paths sometime or another with these difficulties in our lives because of the way the world is. And sometimes, you know, when something happens, we can ask God, you know, give me discernment on this. Why is this happening to me? Not all the time will we get a reason. However, we don't have to have a reason, because you have to just learn to trust God and say, whatever it is, Lord, I'm with you. Whatever. Help me to learn what it is we need. If we pray and ask God, we may begin to understand why He allowed this to happen. However, God can redeem your situation and also bring benefits to you by the result of your suffering. The Bible tells us all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose in Romans. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. We have this love. God wants us all to feel love. We need to love one another. Even if you're hard to love, we need to love you. And I'm talking about myself. It's hard to love everybody. And you don't have to be in love with them. You just need to show them neighborly love. Because we're all God's children. And help us not to criticize or judge so quickly, because we don't know what that person has gone through. Sometimes just bad things happen. And I'm going to talk a little bit about David today. I know it's going to upset Sarah because this is the first time she's been in the church since he's been gone. But I want to show you the relationship and the atmosphere that happened with Kimmy and I at the hospital the day he died. It was, you know, we got there, we got to talk to him. It was hard to understand him because his voice was real high. He couldn't swallow. But he was so glad to see us. And it was just so neat because we told him that we loved him, and all he wanted to do was get up out of bed. He just kept telling him, I can get up. And I said, okay, Mr. Whitmore, try. Well, helped to get him up, got him back in bed, and then he started having those seizures, convulsions, whatever they were. So as I sit, Kimmy had Isabella, so she went out in the hall and hollered, we need help. And immediately people were everywhere. And I sat in the chair where I could see David, and I could see everything he was going through and them working on him. And I sat there, and all I could do was pray, God, please be with my husband. God, please. Even the nurses came, we want to step out. No, I want to pray for my husband. I had invited heaven down to come to earth. I felt the Lord so strong that it's crazy to feel that emotion, that so strong emotion. And they kept working on him and working on him and working on him. And it was just, I felt like the time was needed that I needed to step out of the room when they started, you know, doing CPR on him and stuff. And as I walked out of the room, I felt the presence of the Lord on my shoulders. And we got, and we sit down, a lady came there. This may be repetitious for some of you, but I just have to talk about it, I'm sorry. A lady came, I don't know who she was. She came and sat there and held my hand. Another lady got Isabella, and they played on her phone the whole time. So Isabella had no idea what was going on. And Kimmy and I was there, and I told Kimmy to start calling people. I mean, immediately she was already doing it. Come up to the hospital now. Come to the hospital now. Was code blue, code blue, code blue. There was like 20 people in that room. But as I'm sitting there in the chair in the hall and praying, God help my husband, he told me, God specifically told me, I'm taking him home today. Now, I don't know if y'all have ever been in that situation. I felt, thank you, I felt scared. But somehow or another, I felt peace that God's got my man in there. So I knew he was gone, and I knew exactly when it happened. We were in there, and he came to for a moment. And they were going, Mr. Whitmore, Mr. Whitmore. And I saw his eyes, and he was looking around. God took him right there. I know he did. But to have the intimacy with the Lord that he spoke to me personally, I'm taking your husband today, says great things about how personal my God is to me and that intimacy that we have. The doctor, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. I don't know if y'all ever watched that, but it's different to another era. A chaplain came up and was praying, and I went, it's okay, God's taking him. No, no, we don't know that. The doctor came up to me, Miss Whitmore, we're doing everything we can. I had no control over my mouth. I went, do what you need to, but God's already taking him home. He's not going to stay with us today. Just do whatever you can. Miss Whitmore, now don't talk like that. He said, we'll put him on a vent. We'll do this and we'll do that. They called the ICU people down. We're doing this so when he goes to ICU, they'll know how to handle the situation. I said, sir, you can call anybody you want. You can do anything you want. But God's got my husband. And he looked at me like I was crazy. But I knew in my newer what God had told me. God was taking the best thing in my life away. But I felt peace. Now, just because I felt peace didn't mean that I was upset. Kimmy came over there by me. The chaplain was there. And I said, Kimmy, he's going today. And she said, I know, Mom. That I prayed not to let my dad suffer. Now they thought that he had maybe gotten like Lou Gehrig's disease, muscular dystrophy, something like that. Now y'all know David, he's a proud man. He wasn't a vain person, but he was a proud man. He would not have wanted to be like that. He would not want to be that way because he wouldn't be able to minister to y'all. So I am just so thankful to God that we had the relationship that he told me, and I was able to glorify God through that because the doctors couldn't believe that I was saying that. And it was amazing. I don't really remember having any control over my conversations. I just kept saying, he's gone, sir, he's gone. They continued to work and work. The doctor came out again. The neurologist, he goes, we're going to keep working on him. We're going to bring him back. We'll do this and that. I went, no, sir, David's gone. He went, no, ma'am, we're going to try. And I said, you try much longer, he's going to be brain damaged. He would not want that. He doesn't want to live on machines. He's, you know, a vital man. And he said, well, Miss Whitmore, we're going to do everything we can. I went, again, thank you, but he is gone. It's like they would not listen to me, would they, Kimmy? They kept coming out, we're going to do this. And they kept, you know, go clear, and they kept shocking him. I mean, they worked for 42 minutes. I knew at that time, if he had survived, he would have had brain damage, severe brain damage. And everybody came out and they said, we're sorry, I know, I appreciate you. And the whole thing about this is God wants to be that close to you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to bless you. He wants you to trust him. And I trust God with all my heart. I told him when my sister had brain cancer and died, I said, I will still pray to God. And I'm nothing special. I'm just a child of the King. When my other sister died, I said, no matter what, I'm going to praise you, God. When my parents died, I went, it doesn't matter, I'm going to praise you, God. Even with David, our pastor, our precious David, I'm going to praise God. Is it hard? Yeah. It's very hard, but we still got to praise God. God gets the glory for everything.
Amen.
So my encouragement today is,
amen,
if you're in a situation and you feel bitter or disturbed by something that's happened to you, like something that's going on in your life and you don't understand why that has happened to you, rest assured, God loves you and He will bless you for the things you're going through. It's all about trusting Him and giving everything to Him. Are we going to mess up? Yeah, we're going to mess up. But God is right there. He is so real. He wants to talk to you. He wants to deal with you. He wants to give you everything because He loves us.
Amen.
He loves me so much that it has to be okay with me that He took my husband, that He took your friend, that He took your pastor, that He took your daddy. It's got to be okay with us. And we've got to move forward.
Amen.
Thankfully, we have a wonderful pastor here that wants to pick up the reins.
Amen.
This is still Bartimaeus. We're still Bartimaeus.
Amen.
And I am so sorry if there's things that you go through that you've had to suffer. But please, please don't be bitter. Don't be bitter. Just know that God loves you and He has plans and purpose for you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry, I'm...
You're fine, sir.
I didn't want people to have to see you cry.
It's okay.
No matter what, to me, David is the... was, is the pastor that I always hear.
Mm-hmm.
The one who was there when I married, the one who was there to provide counsel when we had problems, the one who was there when Chuck had surgery, the one who was there when I first came here, didn't know anything about church, didn't know anything about religion, was very angry at God. And my relationship with Him has not always been as strong as Priscilla's, but it's certainly there. I certainly know the Lord's voice, and I certainly know how it feels to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And to want someone not to suffer anymore. And to pray for mercy, and that's what I pray for in this case. And to remind all of you that His favorite song that He always told me, I'm not going to sing it because I can't, but it was The Garden, because He always talked about Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Andy walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me, I am done. Well, I wanted to do that for y'all at the memorial and planned to come to it. But it needed to be about the family, and I respected and understood that. But that's all I could think about when this terrible loss happened was how the last time I saw David, he held me and he said, will you please sing for me today, my Sarah? You're still this family, this church family, which is why every time I come here, I tell you I'm not a visitor, I'm a member.
Right.
Because I am. It's my church.
Right.
And just because I moved away doesn't mean God will ever take it away.
That's right.
So whatever losses happen here, whatever changes happen here, you all are still the family. We all are, even if we move to anywhere, whatever, wherever He takes us.
That's
Don't
right.
let your relationship fall to that one. Always remember the Lord is in control. They taught me this and they still do. And I'll always remember it and I'll always love everybody here. So that's all I want to say.
Amen.
That's lovely, Sarah. Thank you. And she's right. You know, she's right. God's always in control. Now you can either fight that and try to figure it out yourself, or you can release everything and give it to God so you can see what it is that He wants you to see. He is forming us into the, you know, like a mold of clay, and He's forming us into the persons of Christ that He wants us to be. And sometimes that hurts, but He loves us, and that's why He does it. Okay? So please know that God's in control. That's all I wanted to say, and just talk a little bit about my husband today, because I miss him so much. But you know, he's still here. I feel him everywhere I go. And he will be with us in our hearts. And a lot of us have had a lot of loss. But that's okay. That's okay, because one day we get to see him. And I'm just so happy that David showed me so much. When we first met, I thought I was a Christian, but I wasn't. But, you know, we got close. And he told me when we first started dating that, you know, you're going to be a pastor wife one day, I would have laughed in his face and walked off. But God had yet another plan. So just accept God's plan and purpose and roll with it, as one says. So, if you're here today and you're struggling with something, you have bitterness, maybe you lost something, maybe you got injured or whatever, I want you to come to the altar when Larry has altar call. And leave it up here. We don't want to be bitter. We don't want to have things against anybody. We just want to have the joy of knowing that God loves us so much. Amen?
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all the memories that you've given us at Bartimaeus, of David doing all the things that he did. He had such a kind heart and so compassionate for others. Lord, I just thank you for this church. I thank you for the church body. I thank you that Sarah reminded us that no matter where we go, we're still a family. Father God, I just pray that as we go through our struggles and our trials and our disappointments and our frustrations, that we do not turn to bitterness, but that we turn everything over to you and let you handle the situation. And we want to focus and give all the glory to you, Jesus. Father, please bless the rest of the service today, and may it be nice, and say that it was so wonderful to be in the house of the Lord. I really needed that today. We love you and give you the praise and glory forever. Amen.
Amen.